for your patience. We are back in session, and council will be making nominations for this council seat number 7. We're open for nominations. Councilmember?
I'd like to nominate Gary Jensen.
Gary Jensen. Councilmember?
I'll nominate Carol Birch.
Okay. Councilmember Jensen. Councilmember Birch. We will close the nominations, I believe. Are you ready? Okay. What we're going to do now is we're going to, we have two nominations. Councilmember Birch. Councilmember Jensen. And we will pass out the ballots.
And this is for seat number 7.
Just for seat number 7.
Then we need a pen.
We do the motion.
Rip one off the top. Yes,
if
you're going to do paper ballots, you will need a motion to suspend your
vote.
So moved.
It's been moved and seconded to suspend our normal rules of voting for what's called simultaneous written ballots. You must vote at the same time. You have to vote for one person, Carol Birch or Gary Jensen. It's your name. And just pass them back to get this right. And you'll read the council member voting and the person voting for it. Fine.
Okay. Council members are. Voted for Carol Birch. Council member Greg Hansen, Gary Jensen. Council member Olson, Carol Birch. Council member Kate Hansen, Carol Birch. And council member Taylor Gary Jensen. That is 3 votes for Carol Birch.
Swearing Carol Birch.
So,
come on down. And council members, I'll pass this around. Please find this is a certificate of appointment. And there's only 3 lines, but those of you who run out of space have your own line, please, to all 5 may sign it.
I, Carol Birch, do solemnly swear
that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution and laws of the State of Washington.
And the Constitution and laws of the State of Washington.
And that I will faithfully and impartially.
And that I will faithfully and impartially.
Perform and discharge the duties.
Perform and discharge the duties.
Of the office of City of Ferndale, Council Position 7.
Of the office. Ferndale, council member, position 7.
In and for the county of Whatcom.
In and for the county of Whatcom.
State of Washington.
According to law.
According to law. And to the best of my ability.
And to the best of my ability.
Council member, come back up and take your seat. You have work to do.
So,
Councilmember Birch, your first decision will be help to select seat number 5, and the council would like to ask you a question. Do you feel like you need to go into executive session?
No.
Okay. So, we will now open up the nominations for the seat number 5. Is there a nomination? Councilmember Greg Hansen.
I renominate Gary Jensen.
Are there any other nominations? All in favor of Gary Jensen, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Gary Jensen, you need to get sworn in next.
And
This is the second clerk I've done this with, right? I'm honored to have done this.
I, Gary Jensen, do solemnly swear.
I, Gary Jensen, do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution and laws of the State of Washington.
And the Constitution and laws of the State of Washington.
And that I will faithfully and impartially.
Faithfully and impartially.
Perform and discharge the duties.
Perform and discharge the duties.
Of the office of the City of Ferndale, Council Position 5.
Of the office of the City of Ferndale, Councilperson 5.
In and for, you know?
In and for.
The County of Whatcom.
In and for the County of Whatcom.
State of Washington.
State of Washington.
According to law.
According to law.
And to the best of my abilities.
To the best of my abilities. That went nicely. We have a little bit of housekeeping to do. We have, I think, two or three council committee and liaison assignments. I think our city clerk can help navigate us through that. We're going to put you to work right away here.
So we, most, well, I don't know, I might want to say most importantly, but first of all, we have our council committees, which, as most of you know, meet Wednesday mornings, every other Wednesday.
Public is welcome to join us.
They are open public meetings. The Public Works and Utilities Committee meets at 8 a.m., and we have one lone existing council member on that committee, which is Teresa Taylor. So we need two people. You know, you can choose to just simply assign the committees and liaison assignments to those people that you've just appointed to office, or if you want to jumble things around. It's up to you if you want to just...
Public Works Committee meets at 8 o'clock.
Public Works and Utilities. The other committee vacancy is for Planning and Land Use, and that meets at 9. Finance Committee is currently full, so...
Did we just say something?
If you...
I'm willing to serve on the Planning Committee.
I knew you would go for the 8 o'clock one.
We all know I'm not a morning person.
Counsel. By unanimous consent, Carol Burch, Councilmember in seat 7, on the Planning and Land Use Committees. Okay?
Yes.
Sure.
Okay, there you go. We have two that we need for that first committee, so that might be some moving around. Councilmember Jensen.
I am awake at that time.
There you are. Sorry, awake.
Tired.
Is that okay? By consent? We still need one more person, I believe, for that committee, so it can be a current council member.
I will.
Councilmember Saar, there you go. So if our city clerk could quickly read off our the committees, what we have now.
So for the Public Works and Utilities Committee, Teresa Taylor, Gary Jensen, Rebecca Czar. Planning and Land Use, Rebecca Czar, Teresa Taylor, Carol Burch. Finance and Administration, Keith Olson, Greg Hansen, Kate Hansen.
Other assignments.
And then we have the intergovernmental liaison positions, which typically I think most of them meet once a month or less. WTA was the liaison position that Councilmember Kathy Watson was in. The Fire District 7 was Fred Kennedy, and the Senior Center was also Councilmember Watson. So we'd like to have someone.
Councilmember Burch.
I'll do the Senior Center.
Great.
No objections? Very good. Fire District? Fire District 7, they meet monthly, I think. Commissioners?
In your packet, I believe I put a schedule. But yes, I do think they meet monthly. And then the WTA is the other one.
I can do Fire District. One.
Councilmember Jensen, by consent, unanimous consent, thank you. And then we'll one more, WTA. They actually pay.
They do. They pay. WTA pays $70 a meeting.
Ooh.
And I know they're very eager to get somebody.
When are the meetings again?
They are
you want me to do that?
Board meetings, 8 a.m. at Lockton County Council Chambers. The next one is June 20th, and then July 18th, August 15th. So it looks like, what is that, like the
third
Wednesday or whatever day that is?
Carol Burch and I discussed that I'll do WTA and she'll do the Ferndale Heritage Society.
Oh, you'll swap?
Yes.
Okay. So the Heritage Society, WTA.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
That works.
Does that cover everything? No resolved by unanimous consent. Got any objection there? Can we take a breath? We're now starting the meeting. We're going on to item number I, which is public comment. I know we usually do that an hour and a half ago, but this is for the public. We are glad that you're here, and if you have some comments you'd like to make to the city council, they would like to hear it. 3 minutes, we'd ask you to tell us your name. So would anybody like to be takers tonight? Public comment. I can't blame you. We will close the public comment. We now have the consent agenda before you. Council, what is your wish?
Move to approve.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Moved by Councilmember Hanson. Seconded Greg Hanson. Seconded by Councilmember Olson to adopt the consent agenda. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed nay. Going on to item K. Puget Sound Energy Franchise Agreement Ordinance. I believe that is Mr. Rentz, who's been sitting patiently.
I apologize in advance if I start coughing. I cannot get rid of this cold and then my allergies on top of it, so I've been hacking away. So I apologize. As we discussed in committees, we have two franchises on the agenda for this evening, Comcast and PSE. Puget Sound Energy is just a renewal of the contract. There have been no substantive changes from it. I did not see that there were any issues. We have not experienced any issues with the Puget Sound Energy franchise agreement. I'm happy to answer questions about the provisions of the agreement. It does call for all of our standard right-of-way relocation provisions, as well as other provisions related to their use of the right-of-way for construction and installation of electrical transmission lines. And like I said, I'd be happy to answer any questions you have about the
public hearing. Technical questions only at this point. Councilmember Taylor.
When they use the right-of-way and they do the digging, they usually come forward and get permits.
Yes.
Do we have somebody that goes out and inspects the work that they're doing?
Typically, we do have an inspector, and when we do that, we do the work through an encroachment permit. So the companies, utility companies, as well as private contractors that are performing work within the right-of-way, come in and get an encroachment permit. A public works inspector is assigned to the encroachment permit inspections, and they go out and do inspections. In the instance with utility companies, a lot of the work doesn't specifically require a final inspection by the city, although we do coordinate with them over the work. A lot of times the electrical utilities or other utilities will be coming in and doing a lot of boring to get lines underneath the street so that they don't open cut the streets. We have a lot of interaction with them when they're doing the boring through the utility locates that we do up front to protect the city infrastructure that's in those areas, then also just coordinating with them during the project. There may be water lines that we can shut down during the project to ensure that we provide a level of safety for that installed infrastructure. But yes, we do work with them. We do have inspectors, and we do have the ability to put conditions on those permits.
So the other question I have is if there's any damages that are done to any of the city's property, is it in the language who's responsible for
it? It is
damages?
The responsibility of the utility company. Yeah, and that would be a condition on the encroachment permits as well.
More questions on Mr. Rentz? Are you ready for the public hearing? Special instructions by our city clerk.
A public hearing is a formal opportunity to give testimony to the council for consideration in their decision-making process. Written comments may also be submitted to the city clerk prior to the beginning of the hearing. When the mayor calls your name, proceed as follows. Audience members who signed up prior to the beginning of our meeting will be called first to speak at this public hearing. If you were unable to sign up before the meeting, you will be given an opportunity to address the council once we've gotten through all the speakers listed on the hearing sheets. Each speaker should state his or her name and address for the record and will be given 3 minutes to address the council. When a large group of individuals supports the same position on an issue, we encourage the selection of one or two representatives to speak on behalf of the entire group.
Very good. And those instructions will maintain for the next two public hearings. There are no people signed up to speak on the PSC contract, but that doesn't mean you can't speak on the PSC contract. Anyone in the public? Seeing none, we will close the public hearing. Council, what's your pleasure? Councilmember Greg Hanson.
Move to approve the Puget Sound Energy franchise agreement. Let me try that again. Franchise agreement.
Moved by Councilmember Greg Hanson, seconded by Councilmember Taylor to adopt the PSC franchise contract agreement. Discussion? Seeing none. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. And it has passed. We go on to a similar item, the Comcast franchise agreement ordinance. And back up.
Back up. Mm-hmm. Comcast franchise agreement differs from the Puget Sound Energy contract in which it is a newly drafted document. The city has been working with Comcast to draft up the provisions of the franchise agreement based off of other franchises in similar jurisdictions. Believe that the franchise does include the provisions necessary, again, for the protection of the right-of-way and infrastructure within the city and details the use of the right-of-way by the utility company. There are provisions in the new franchise agreement that differ from the old franchise agreement in that we are going to be receiving cable service at each one of the public facilities. Right now, we pay for cable service at a few of the facilities, such as the police department. We're now going to transition those over to a free connection that's provided through the utility franchise. There is some interplay with some FCC regulations that are being produced at this time that may result in that being a deduction from the franchise fee that we receive going forward into the future. And this is something that the cable providers have been negotiating with the FCC. And as a federal regulation related to that, it would supersede the provisions of our franchise agreement should that be enacted. Secondarily, we're looking at implementing PEG funding, which is public educational and government funding, by which we would be putting a pass-through on the customer's bills of 25 cents per month. That would be an additional on the bill that would provide funds for the city to pursue technology for communications. We would be able to utilize those funds for video capability at the council meetings, video equipment for enhancing our video ability, and then also utilizing a government access channel. Currently, the city of Ferndale plays, or the Comcast within the city of Ferndale plays Bellingham's public access channel. Through the provisions of the new franchise agreement, should the city desire at some point during the term of the contract, we can transition that over and produce a Ferndale channel, which would then be able to show council meetings, content that's generated by the city, content that's generated by the school districts, or private citizen content if we chose to do so. The franchise agreement has been reviewed by city staff, has been reviewed by Comcast, and I'm open to answer questions.
Another public hearing, but questions of a technical nature. Councilmember Olson and Councilmember Hanson.
Did we have any luck in finding an actual human being in the United States to talk to when we have problems?
I'm going to. So we did do investigation on the provisions for customer service sections within the contract, as we had discussed at. Oh, okay. At the meeting, I'm going to defer to the city administrator that did do the bulk of the research on that section of it, and so I'll let Yori take over and have a discussion about the parameters in that.
Thanks.
So the same codes that the public works director referred to, the federal codes, CFR 76.309, which is customer service obligations, are identical throughout the United States, where essentially the Comcast and the other cable companies are obligated to comply with that section. We've not seen any evidence that any jurisdiction has been able to get more than that from them. We did see that the city of Bellingham actually spelled them out in their agreement. After looking at it, by simply referencing it as we do now, it allows for when those regulations continue to change, we're still referencing the most current one, whereas Bellingham's in theory is referencing specific text that might become outdated. So we think that as much as we would like to be able to make more specific Ferndale requirements, the fact is that this is the first or second most powerful organization in the world. We're not able to legislate that, but we are doing the most that we can pursuant to the regulatory codes.
And that's all I ask. And obviously, it's those pesky feds are in our way, and we can't. So anybody that's ever had problems with Comcast and has to drive all the way down there, you're still going to have to drive, but we try.
More questions of staff? Councilmember Green, yes, thank you.
So I wanted to just ask about the PEG funding. So the text says that we'll charge a subscriber fee no more than 25 cents. Is that our intent to charge 25 cents per customer per month?
Yeah. That was the figure that had been discussed by staff, but again, it is up for council's decision. So we would defer to your wisdom on the
issue. Mr. Sweeney has something to say on that.
We did some pricing on it, and we're confident that that amount of money will both not be a significant burden and provide us the resources we need to do a lot of what we want.
Well, and that was my next question.
Yeah.
Is there an estimate as to how much that's going to bring in?
Yes, there's 3,000 subscribers.
Approximately 3,000 subscribers within the city of Ferndale.
I'm taking Yori's advice and not doing math in public, but we've done the math before, and it adds up to enough that I can buy the toys that I want.
Okay.
It's a moderate sum.
A moderate sum.
So this is per customer?
Per customer per month.
Okay.
TV only.
Yeah. Mr. Burnett?
The other thing that this allows us to do is at 25 cents, It makes the initial contribution somewhat higher so that we could acquire the equipment.
Right.
If at some point in the future we want to reduce that after we do have that equipment in place, the council can certainly consider that.
And I would like to, sorry, I don't want to interrupt too much. As Mr. Burnett was saying, that you know, kind of initial level, and then should we determine that we need it at a different level, one of the provisions, if we do go to the public access channel, is that we have to provide the content, and they need to install a fiber optic connection to City Hall in order for us to have that connection to their system, in order for us to transfer that data to them. So, and that would be one of the elements that we would have to pay for with those PIG funds. So
right.
There are some rather substantial costs to entry in order to get that connectivity and functionality.
Councilmember Jensen.
So when do you estimate the 25 cents is just automatically added to every Comcast customer in Ferndale? When would we estimate that would happen?
Following the adoption of the franchise agreement. And I don't know specific timing, but
it would be automatic. We would have to.
We would notify them.
In the franchise agreement so that when we're ready, we can say we're ready.
So the customers for it, would it be a separate line on it, and they would know what the 25 cents is?
It would say, I believe it would say City of Ferndale PEG funding.
So by comparison, if I'm a City of Bellingham Comcast customer, what do I pay under that line?
I did not research the City of Bellingham's payment. We did have a discussion with Comcast on the placement of that fee, and that it was seeing that the 25 cent level was palatable by the utility itself, as well as what they had experienced with their customer base.
It's been a while since I looked it up, because I looked it up about 8 years ago, but it is, I believe, 50 cents. At least it was.
Was 50 cents 8 years ago?
It is 50 cents as of.
Still is 50 cents.
Yeah.
So they've had 50 cents for 8 years.
Yeah, at least.
More questions of staff? Councilmember Olson.
I just want to make sure again, this 25 cents, Comcast, you can get a la carte, internet, cell phone, TV. This 25 cents is only if you're getting the television service?
Just for cable subscriber customers. The franchise is specific to cable services.
Okay.
And does not cover the internet or the telephone services. Those are regulated as different entities. From the cable is a franchise that is specific to that cable television service.
Thank you.
Councilmember Gray, great answer.
Do we have just the separate franchise agreements for their telephone and their cables and their cable internet service, or is it doesn't work that way?
It doesn't work that way.
Councilmember Gray.
How come we're doing 25 cents and not 50?
I priced out some stuff, and we can get what we need for 25 cents. We could conceivably raise it, and I'm sure we can always find ways to pay to spend that money, but I try and be thrifty with folks' money.
Well, and Comcast, too, encouraged the In fact, they wanted, I know, they wanted, they suggested 15 cents.
Yeah.
You know, they obviously want to keep it as low as possible because they're the ones that get the phone calls saying, what is this additional charge on my bill?
Well, not yeah. them but, getting the phone calls.
Well, yes. Somewhere far away. So, yeah, so we felt good when they said 15, and we were like 50, and we came back at 25 after kind of pricing things. We felt good, yeah.
Councilor Murray.
So do you get one shot at 25 cents, or so if you don't do it this time, you don't ever get a chance to do it, or is 25 cents on the table forever, or is a price raise on the table forever? What's the parameters of that?
As I understand, we have the ability to amend the franchise agreements. It would need to be, you know, agreeable to both parties, and
up,
we could
up
go
and down.
Up or down. There were very few firm parameters on where that charge needed to be. It does need to be supported by the technology that we're looking to pursue, so we couldn't say, oh, it's $20 per customer, and then, you know, we're limited on what we could spend the funds on. It has to be, you know, the list of eligible activities for those PEG funds, and it needs to be set at a level that we can actually expend the funds.
The old public hearing kind
of question here. Mr. Mayor. I believe that Comcast requires at least 90 days before a change comes in. Just looking at the city of Bellingham, in their agreement, it is limited to they can decrease it, but in no case may they charge more than 50 cents. And again, as our clerk was saying, Comcast is the main pusher of driving it down because they don't want to be charging at $50 per subscriber. So at least per Bellingham's, it looks like 50 cents is the max 90-day pre-requirement for notifying Comcast if the city intends to change.
We did have discussions with Comcast over not including it in the contract and then bringing it forward at a future date to implement the fee by a modification to the contract, and they were agreeable to doing that pathway or to including it in the current draft of the agreement.
Council, are you ready for the public hearing?
Right.
Okay. We'll open the, we've heard directions earlier how public hearings are done. This is all the same. So we'll open the public hearing now. No one has signed up. If you'd like to speak on the, not your quality of television programming, that's not what we're looking for here, but on the franchise agreement. Seeing that, we will close the public hearing. Council, what is your pleasure tonight? Councilmember Taylor.
Motion to approve the Comcast franchise agreement.
Second. It was moved by Councilmember Taylor and seconded by Councilmember Greg Hansen to approve the contract, the franchise agreement with Comcast. More discussion? Seeing none. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay, and the contract has been adopted.
I'm so excited. Thank you, guys.
It's Christmas for our communications officer. Item M. The last item is our six-year TIP.
Hogging the microphone today. So, Council, before you is the update for the six-year transportation and improvement plan. The city is required by state statute to do the six-year capital plan every year. It needs to be adopted prior to July. We're looking at a minor modification to last year's TIP. I have updated some figures on there with funding that we have received, projects that we're moving forward, and just done a little bit of an update. No new projects have been added to the TIP. No projects have been removed from the TIP. So it is substantially similar to previous years. As we had discussed at committees, the city's current focus is on completing the Thornton Overcrossing connection, and we actually don't have a whole lot of capacity, either financial or staff-wise, to pursue other projects where we're completing the Thornton Overcrossing project. It's the major focus for our transportation for the next few years. It's probably going to be a 2 to 3 year period before we get that roadway section done, and then the focus will shift to improving the section between Molloy and Vista on Thornton to provide for better road section through that area and provide for additional pedestrian safety because it does lack curb gutter and sidewalk and is a fairly substandard road. So with the Thornton Overcrossing project and then further Thornton modifications to the six-year TIP, at this point, we're not seen as a very viable use of staff time. There are a number of projects on there that need to go forward. We do have additional work that we're pursuing right now on Ferndale Terrace with the funding that we received for starting the design work up there. We're working with our consultant to produce the design on that. We do have sections on Douglas that need to be upgraded, and then additional work on Slater, Main Street, and others that are included in the six-year TIP. Be more than happy to answer any questions and continue the discussion.
Public hearing, so questions of a technical nature. There's some goodies for everybody out there. We can just find the money. Questions of council. Ready for public hearing then? I bet we are. Another public hearing on our six-year traffic improvement plan. If you've looked at it, nobody signed up to speak, but if you'd like to speak, we'll open up the public hearing right now. It's fun to look at you guys looking back at me. It really is just wonderful. We will close the public hearing and look to council for their direction. Council. That's one of your great hands, and you look like great ability.
Motion to approve the six-year transportation improvement program.
We have bets all night we go, so we're working on that right now. So.
Second.
Moved by Councilmember Gray, seconded by Councilmember Lazar, I think I heard earlier. Discussion from the council. Seeing none. Ready for the question. All in favor of adopting the six-year transportation improvement plan, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, nay. And the plan has been adopted. We are toward the end here, and my guess on time is better than the rest of you there. So we're moving pretty quickly here. Mayor reports, all I have tonight is our twice a month humble hometown herald. This is a simple program where we like to recognize somebody who day in and day out makes the city and the community a better place. We receive nominations from staff and council members, even from members of the community. And tonight, on this date, Monday, June 3rd, 2019, the city recognizes Julie Amott. For the last 14 years, she has served as a tour guide and educator for the Pioneer Historic Village, coordinating repairs to the cabins and sharing her pioneering passion with all who come. She also volunteers with our local Civil War reenactors, bringing history to life. We are proud to put her name in the record tonight as a true, humble hometown herald. And that is it for mayor reports. Council reports. Councilmember Azar.
The Ferndale Arts Commission's first summer mural is starting tomorrow, so I will keep you posted. That will probably be a couple of weeks to completion. It will be essentially on the side of the Lux Thai restaurant along the alleyway, so watch for it going up.
Thank you. Councilmember? Other
councilmembers? Thank you to Councilmember Azar and her husband for priming
me. A lot of work. Seeing none. Staff report, starting with, we haven't heard from you at all tonight, planning department.
So Western Washington University has been helping the city with a project over a few courses related to downtown, and the students will be presenting the final presentation on June 5th at the Pioneer Pavilion at 6 p.m., so you're invited, there'll be snacks, and it's this Wednesday, so.
Wrapping this up. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Public Works.
I'd like to thank Riley for putting together a video about our new well. If you haven't seen it, please do go to the city homepage or to the Facebook page and check out the new well video. It's very engaging. It stars some really top-notch people.
It's a deep subject.
Yeah, it's a deep subject. Additionally, I had a meeting down at Department of Ecology today talking about our water right for the deep aquifer and progressing with the water right. Department of Ecology was agreeable to the approach that we were taking. It is going to require that we take some water out of our current water rights portfolio and put it into trust to mitigate for the potential impacts from the withdrawals from the lower aquifer, but I'll bring forward a full presentation about that prior to getting it back and approved by the Department of Ecology. Kind of one of our next steps is to engage with the Lummi Nation and have a discussion with them about the withdrawal. We've already had a meeting with them about a year ago and look forward to additional meetings talking about the new well resource and the benefits as we see it to not only the Nooksack River but the surrounding regional aquifer.
Thank you, Director Rents. Finance Director Salmon.
No,
none. City Clerk. City Administrator Burnett.
We're going to be entering into contract negotiations with our various unions. As we discussed at our retreat, we wanted to make sure that council is aware of that progress and to meet early and often. Council is not going to be part of the negotiations, but we certainly want to make sure that we are on the same page as you folks are as we go into those discussions, and so that when we do reach an agreement with the unions, that we can then come to council and we will all be on the same page. So I'll be sending out an email relatively shortly to start scheduling some times for us to meet as a group.
Thank you. Communications officer.
All right. Well, I apologize to the audience because they caught the matinee on this, but for you council members, Food Truck Friday is this Friday. We have Bare Bones Barbecue, Chow Gourmet Hot Dogs, and Dazzy Pop Cupcakes joining us starting at 5:30 at Star Park. So come on down. It should be delicious fun. Then the following Saturday, that's June 15th, we have Music in the Park. The Replacements are going to be jamming through the night starting at 6 o'clock. And we also have Bare Bones Barbecue and Dazzy Pop joining us there, too. So bring the whole family and boogie. Just don't throw out a hip because you will need that hip bone for our yoga, morning yoga. We've already got your mat reserved, Keith. That is June 22nd at 10:30. We have a yoga instructor from Flow Motion. There we go. I knew I had it in my head. Oh, it's on there. See? Yeah, that helps. So they'll be doing that in the middle of our Pioneer Historic Village. Should be lots of fun. And then on a completely different note, Wednesday, if you don't feel like going to the WW presentation, come to the Poverty Task Force. We're meeting in here from 6 to 7:30 and talking about homelessness. We have Greg Winter from the Opportunity Council sharing kind of our current state of where we are, and we're working on our recommendations for that report for you guys for next year.
Thank you. Nothing for me. Thanks.
Very good. I would love to entertain a motion to dismiss.
So moved. Second.
Second to dismiss. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye.